Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Just shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, entering in this morning with all faith. Come on, surrendering all over to God. Amen. Knowing that God is able to step in, divinely intervene right now in every situation that's concerning you and turn it all around for your good. Will you enter in and trust God on today and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle being healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. Receive the blessing that come down from heaven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lift up your hands this morning and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come to give you praise this morning, oh God. We come offering up a praise of thanksgiving, oh God, knowing it's you that have kept us and not ourselves. Oh Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we're so satisfied that you are our Savior, that you did it all. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for the finished work that we can decree and declare today, that it is done. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you would just enter in this morning with me and praise the Lord. If you would just open up your mouth and shout glory this morning. Amen. I'm not going to pump and prime you this morning because you have breath. Hallelujah. You have life. Amen. You have a reason to thank God for. You have a reason to shout glory this morning. Because you are able in the name of Jesus Christ, because God remembered you on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept us, oh God. It is you that remembered us on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be, oh God? We thank you, Lord God, for your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. That we're on the winning side, that we can decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you in this place. We welcome you right now. Hallelujah. Saturate the atmosphere. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. You are welcome here. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name this morning, Father God, we enter in. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will with your will. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up our eight Bernardino today. Amen. We lift up, hallelujah, eight Tirukume. I ain't Classy. I ain't Vera, God. We lift them up to that eight Eliza Jane, oh God, to you. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to be their strength, oh God. Let joy overtake them right now. Let your peace reign in their lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the life of their children, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, let your joy overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, work a miracle in them right now, God. Let their hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Bring strength to their bones, oh God. We pray for restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, release your healing virtue, oh God. Your healing anointing into their bodies, oh God. Let healing spring forth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of their children as I lift them up to them, God. Lord, do a new thing in them right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will bless them with a heavenly blessing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I lift up, hallelujah, this family to you. Oh, Lord, do a mighty great work in us, oh God. Oh, Lord, we want to be changed, oh God. We come to that mind that need, hallelujah, be transformed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. According to Isaiah 43:25, Lord, you have blotted out our sins for your sake, and you will not remember our sins anymore. Pour water upon every thirsty place in our lives, and flood us, hallelujah, upon every dry place in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pour your spirit on us, oh God. Oh, your descendants and the blessing upon our offsprings, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our offsprings bring amen, near flowing streams to worship you and to be your people, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You have swept away our offenses like a cloud, like the morning mist that we've taken. We have returned to you, for you have redeemed us, and we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare so that the redeemed say so that we are redeemed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you that the heavens sing and that the Lord parts of the earth shout, for the Lord has done this, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the mountains, the forests, and every tree sing, for the Lord has redeemed us, amen. Lord, Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the signs of false prophets, amen, and make fools of the diviners, oh God, overthrow the learning of the wise, and turn into, hallelujah, nonsense, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, carry out the words of your servants, fulfill the prediction of your message, oh God, let your rules of your church be inhabited, and let the cities of Judah praise, be built, oh God, and let the decayed places be restored in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the deep be dry, amen, hallelujah, and dry up the rivers, that your anointed may cross over, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you have anointed us, and that we are your anointed. Take us by the right hand and subdue nations. Strip kings of their hallelujah arm and open doors before us, oh God, so that the gates will not be shut, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, go before us, hallelujah, and level the mountains, break the gates of brass, and cut through the bars of iron, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, give us, hallelujah, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let the heavens rain down and the sky pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and bring forth salvation, and let, hallelujah, and let righteousness spring up together, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the nations come and fall down. Say, God is in you. Amen. My Lord, my God, and there is no other God. I am saved. We decree in the crowd, we are saved with an everlasting salvation, and the Lord will always keep us safe and free from shame. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the ends of the earth look upon you, oh God, and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. In the Lord, we have righteousness and strength. Amen. We are justified in the Lord, and hallelujah, and we glory in his salvation. Let every idol bow and stoop before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you declare the end from the beginning. Amen. Let your counsel stand and do all your pleasure. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have placed your righteousness and salvation in Zion. Teach us to profit and lead us in the way we should go. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. And hallelujah, let us receive a great pouring in. Fill us with our Shekinah glory right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you said that you were answer our prayers, and have set a time when we will come, hallelujah, when you will come to save us. You have chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. You, hallelujah, you will rebuild the country from its ruins, and the people will come and settle there, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, anoint our head with your holy oil. Anoint our mouth, oh God. Anoint our ears, oh God. Anoint our eyes, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, let our children make haste and let the destroyers go forth out of our lives. Amen. Lord, let your mountains become a way and let your highways be exalted. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, you have put your words in our mouths and covered us with the shadow of your hand. And hallelujah, in you might plant the heavens, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and lay the foundation of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. I decree and declare that we will awake and put on strength and put on our beautiful garments, and nothing unclean will come through our lives. Amen. I shake us loose up. Hallelujah. I shake myself loose up. I shake us loose, amen, from the bands of our neck. Amen. And from, hallelujah, and for we are redeemed with our money. Amen. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached, and let the good tidings of peace be published in the name of Jesus Christ. We will declare, my God reigns. Father God, we thank you. Let the waste places break forth, amen, into joy and sing together. For you have comforted your people, amen, and we are your people. We decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth We will not be afraid and we will not be ashamed, for the Lord is our maker and he is the God of the whole earth. Amen. Lord, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be moved, your unfailing love for us will not be shaken and your covenant of peace, amen, hallelujah, will not be removed from our lives, for you have had compassion on us and we thank you. We receive right now the everlasting covenant and receive the sure mercies of David. Lord, you have given us a place within your walls, and you have given us, hallelujah, you have given us a name, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that we come to the mountain of the Lord, and hallelujah, hallelujah, and we are joyful in the house of prayer. Hallelujah, and we offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise God this morning. Lord, let our light break forth at the morning. Let our help spring forth speedily. Let our righteousness go before us, oh God. And let you, Lord, be our rear guard. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, guide us continually and satisfy our soul and drought and strengthen our bones. Let us be like a water garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we receive your covenant and your spirit is upon us. Your words are in our mouth and we thank you. Let your church, oh God, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Amen. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon the church, and let those in darkness come to light and see the brightness of our rising. And we just want to say thank you. Let the sons and daughters of this nation come to Zion in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our hearts swell with joy because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to us, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to Zion. Amen. Which is the church, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare that Zion gates are open continually. They are not shut day or night, that men may bring the wealth of the nations. Let the glory of Lebanon come to Zion. Let your sanctuary be beautified, and let the place of our feet, oh God, be glorious. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we delight in you and cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed us with the heritage of Jacob. For your mouth has, hallelujah, has spoken, and we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that violence shall no more be heard in our land, no devastation or destruction within our borders. Amen. But we will call our wild salvation in our gates praise. The Lord is our everlasting light, and our God is our glory. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, this is what you have promised us. Your sun will never set up on you, or your moon go down. Hallelujah. Our the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will come to an end. Your people will live right and always own the land. They for the trees are planted to bring praise to me. Amen. Even the strongest family will be a powerful nation, for you are the Lord. And when, hallelujah, and when the time comes, you will quickly accomplish your word. Amen. According to Isaiah 60, verse 20 through 22. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We praise the Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you. And we love you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 61 and 7, instead of shame, we will receive double honor. We receive the everlasting covenant, amen. And we are the seed that the Lord has blessed, amen. We delight greatly in the Lord, and our soul rejoices in our God, amen. For he has clothed us with the garments of salvation and arrayed us in a robe of righteousness. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and let it. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can receive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, amen. As all have entered in on the line today, Lord, I pray that you will bless us. In your blessing, oh God, that you will bless us. Hallelujah. When you multiply, God, multiply us, oh God, with our favor, our protection, oh God. Hallelujah. Multiply us, oh God, with our goodness, oh God, our way, oh God, with our strength. Hallelujah. Peace, joy, amen, prosperity, provision. Your word, oh God, knowledge and wisdom. We thank you, Father God. And right now we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it all, Father God. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. All is well with us. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And Father God, I ask, oh God, as we put on the forearm of God, that you help us to put it on and to walk in it daily. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare the forearm of God covers us, amen, and protects us. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your mighty armor you have provided for us. We put on us right now the forearm of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sandals of peace, the shield of faith which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives and those in our family. We place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. Amen. Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our God and our shield about us. Take us into the cliff of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm 91, we put your armor on us and live and pray and complete the prince upon you and pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. And that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we enter in on today, we bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, perverse, tormented spirits and strong men and messengers, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers and conversations and actions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, at least we speak directly to them. We bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, the presence of anyone that we're around today, the presence of anyone that we pray for today, amen, the presence of our homes, our family, our trucks, our cars, our offices, our properties, our buildings, our businesses, our ministries, our marriages, our finances. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual, natural realm through our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come hallelujah through those doorways ever again to us or to our homes, to our family members and loved ones, to our properties, cars, trucks, workplaces, businesses, finances, minds, ministries, and spouses, their workplaces, our children, their schools, their workplaces, our friends and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I ask your blessings in our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to those in our family and all that we love and concerned about that are traveling or will be traveling. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us. And Lord, I pray and ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning this family and all that we love and concerned about right now, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. And Father God, I pray for divine positioning and order, oh God, for our lives. Amen. In the guiding and the leading of your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we may be received, oh God. That we may, hallelujah, walk in the way that you would have us to walk, oh God. That we would talk in the way that you would have us to talk, oh God. That we receive in the way that you would have us to receive, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you because we know, oh God, that all good things coming from you. So it all works out for the good of our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're blessed lying down, blessed when we get back up again. Amen. Blessed in our going, blessed in our coming. Oh, Lord, we thank you because you have blessed us. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to Ephesians 1 and 7, we are new creatures in Christ. Amen. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. Amen. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We're blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God and we are established to the end. Hallelujah. We are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. We are set free and we are free indeed. We are strong in the Lord and we are dead to sin. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Hallelujah. We are joint heirs. Hallelujah. With Christ Jesus. Amen. We are filled with the Holy Spirit of promise and healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We are in Christ by his doing. We are accepted in the beloved. We are complete in him. And we are crucified with Christ. And we are alive with Christ. Amen. We are free from condemnation. We are reconciled to God. We are qualified to share in his inheritance. We are firmly rooted, built up, and established in our faith. Amen. And overflowing with thanksgiving. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, a good worker. And we just want to say thank you. And we are the apple of our Father's eye. Hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you. We said all this just to thank you. Lord, we trust in you. Lord, we believe. We ask that you help us with our unbelief on today. I come against the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit, hallelujah, of anxiety. I come against the spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, of suicide. I come against the spirit, hallelujah, every hindering spirit, every lying spirit that's lying to you, manipulating, controlling, spirit of anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, hallelujah, guilt, shame, and condemnation, pride, lack, and death, and lust, perversion, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, self-criticalness, self-analysis. I come against every spirit of oppression and depression right now. I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call every spirit out, every spirit of destruction and death, premature death, spiritual and in the natural. I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare we are delivered and set free from these spirits that come from the kingdom of Satan. Oh Lord, fill this, these your temples right now in every area with our Holy Spirit has been vacated by the enemy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We receive it with faith this morning, with all faith. And we decree and declare that we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God some praise. We just thank God.
Hallelujah.
We just thank God this morning. Will you just thank God this morning that you're still here? God remembers
yes.
today.
God be the glory. Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One more time, Lord. One more time. Thank you, Lord.
Will you just thank God today that he remembers you today? It's February 25th, 2023, a day that you've never seen before. But God
yes.
remembers
you. Yes. Hallelujah.
You have been talking to Solomon right
glory.
Now. In
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, God.
My Lord. Thank you, this Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Will you
yes,
just think
Lord.
About it, amen? When you look back over your life, amen?
Yes,
and you realize,
yes,
oh,
yes.
You look at it, but you realize, I still have life.
My
yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm not talking about looking back with back there, but realize that you still have
yes.
my
Lord.
Thank
oh, Lord.
Thank
oh, yes.
Holy
Ghost fire.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Lord.
As we do every Saturday night.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Faithfulness. Just gratefulness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There's so much going on in this world. There's so much going on in this world. knowing that we don't have to.
So blessed. We are so blessed. Thank you, Lord.
My Lord, my God. With so much going on in this world, amen, hallelujah, we don't have to be afraid, because I want you to understand, though we lock the doors at night and we set the security camera, though we do all that, we got the dog set up, amen, hallelujah, we don't have to be afraid, because a lot of times that we try to lock out is already on the inside to try to kill us. But I want you to understand, we don't have to be afraid.
Thank you, Lord.
We just thank you, Father God. We just thank, because anybody can be used by the enemy. And we just thank God that we don't
thank
have to worry.
Thank you for your power, Lord. Thank
we
you,
just
Lord.
Trust God with it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Good morning, family. I'm so glad to be here.
Good morning. Good morning.
That it is still, hallelujah, still going and going stronger. I just thank God.
Yeah,
if it had not been for God. Amen. If it had not been. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Where would I be? Where would I be?
Yes, Lord. Where would I be? At this time, we want to ask how you're doing this morning. Y'all give me just one moment here, and I'm going to be right back here. Give me a second, and I'm just going to play this song. I need to take a call right quick, and we'll be right back here.
Okay.
All right. We hear you.
We still here. Sweet
perfume. Your pulse. Breath. Feel. Come soon. Fire, sweet perfume, your heart rests.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you enough, Lord God, but we thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. I thank you all for your patience. Amen. My husband was calling us, making sure everything was all right. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. So with our Aunt Bernestine. Good morning, Aunt Bernestine. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for another day. I'm
yes,
so
Lord.
Blessed, and I thank him. Thank him daily. I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. Thanks to Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Aunt Bernestine. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Seeing you the first one on the line. I said, that go in, Bernestine.
Yes.
In position.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Bernestine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
We've had a good week. My mom and I have had a good week. No accidents, no visit to the hospital. She's eating good. She's talking better. Just pray for her strength. So we've had a good week, and I'm grateful. I am so grateful to God for all of his blessings.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Now, I don't know where you're calling from today. Is that the 318-757-6451? That's your number, right?
That's my number, yes.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. I said, I think that's a number from last time. Okay. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimony. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Jamel, God bless you. How you doing? How you been? Welcome.
I'm doing good. Good morning. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. And Kylie said, hey to everyone, too. She said, good morning.
Hey, Kylie.
Good morning. She's sitting right here with me, too.
Good morning.
And we're doing good. Glory to God for waking us up another day.
Yes, Lord.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
We can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We're so glad to hear you on the line this morning, Jamelle. May God continue to be your strength. May you continue to seek God even more. Amen. Even the more. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. We're doing good, Mama.
Good.
You want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're good doing morning. Good. It's a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen.
It's so good to have y'all on the line this morning to hear your voice. We just pray God will continue to bless you both, and may the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. Amen. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. We're so grateful. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
Cousin
thank
Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been good. I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here listening to everybody. You know, it's so overwhelming when you think about the goodness of God waking us up and closing
yeah.
our life, non-function of bodies. You know, I just don't, when you say thank you, it seems like it should be if I can say something else. I cannot thank God enough.
Amen.
Yes.
For all trials, and he always brings us through. And I look back over my life, and it scares me. Now, how did I get here? But, by the grace of God, here I am listening to y'all. He gives us ears. He gives us, oh, he's an awesome God. All I can see is an awesome
yes, Lord.
Amen.
So
amen.
Here. I'm just
amen.
Grateful. Absolutely grateful. And it's love.
Amen.
So
everybody's
voice.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Thank God for his grace and mercy.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. We so miss your voice on the line, but so good to hear you back on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that we're always praying for you. Amen. We thank God for you, Cousin Earlene. Amen. Carolyn, Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good, blessed morning. Saying hello from Houston all the way to Louisiana. I'm doing good because the Lord woke me up this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're so glad to have you on the line, Mama.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you.
Bless
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah. May God make his face shine upon you. Amen. Be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You, Mama. I love you. We love you. We thank
Amen.
God for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin
Amen.
Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? We missed you.
Good morning, family. Love you all. I'm at the gym already. So if I sound like I'm huffing and puffing, I am. But all is well, God is good.
Amen. So good to have you on the line, to have you back. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Cousin Connie, I think that's you on the line. And A.T. Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how y'all been?
We doing good. Good. Hello, Mom. God, for another day. Hello, family. Good
Hello.
To hear y'all.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't tell them, Mom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
What a blessing.
Good morning, Mother dear. Good morning.
Good morning.
Blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing.
Amen, amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. God bless you both, Cousin Connie and A.T. Ruth and May. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear y'all both on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Nothing but God. Amen. Come on,
amen.
Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I am blessed this morning because the Lord raised me to a brand new day, and I thank the Lord. He watched over me all night long, and it's so good to hear everyone on the phone, and I love everybody. Thank you.
Hey, man, we love you so much, Cousin Doretha. We thank God for you. Always good to hear your voice, amen, on the line, knowing that God has kept you, amen, such a joy. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Mama Sherry, God bless you. Welcome back. How you doing? How you been? I think this Mama Sherry is going. I think this number, maybe that's somebody else's number. Okay. This was, how did I think that was some number? Because I see 601. 601-807-7458. Connie, is that your number?
Yeah, that's Connie.
Oh, I showed it. I thought that was So Sharon Gordon, all right, we lift her up in the name of Jesus, amen. Ain't Elijah Dane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. 2 weeks. I missed you. But I'm back. Wonderful to hear that my family is doing so well. That makes me happy. And I thank God for that. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing for me and what he has done for me. So everything's well with me on this end. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice, hear you back on the line. Amen. We definitely will lift you up in prayers. I pray that God will just continue to bless you and keep you in the mighty way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. One, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Well, I know how you been, but let them know because she was on the 5 o'clock prayer call this morning.
How you been? Yes, I'm doing good. It's not like I'm whispering because I'm at work, but I am doing good. I'm feeling great. God continues to wake me up, and so in that, I have the joy of God, and so I'm doing great, family. I'm here to, I was on the prayer line at 5 this morning, but I'm on here to hear my family's voice, hear how y'all are doing, and I'm on here to touch and agree this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. You know I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. I didn't know if you were going to be on. I was trying to figure you would be on, too. I was going to be coming in agreement with the family. So it's good to have you on the 5 a.m. prayer call. And God bless you. Love you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Love y'all. Love your family. Hallelujah.
A lot of y'all, but that may have not remember, we are on this prayer call. We've been on there since February the 1st. Today is day 25. So if you have time, these last 3 days, if you want to join us at 5 a.m. in the morning, Central Standard Time, we're on that prayer line as we're wrapping up 28 days of prayer and touching and agreeing. So you can join us on the same number you call on Saturday morning. We'll be there at 5 a.m. So we'll be there Tuesday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm just so grateful again. I'm doing good as good can get, amen, and I'm just so in a grateful place and just trusting God for the more, walking in expectation, amen, and not hesitation, believing God for the miracle, amen. We serve a miracle-working God. He's still working miracles today, amen. So if you could just believe it for yourself, for your family, amen, that all that you love, God will just step in, amen. Live in faith. I always say live there, stay there, don't move from there, amen. This is the first miracle. The Bible said we cannot please God with no faith. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. This morning, our scripture reading is going to come from the book of Corinthians. I'm going to close the line because we got some feedback on, I'm not sure who not line it is, but I'm going to close the line up so we can hear. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to come out the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapters. Oh, Lord, what chapter is it? Hold on. I had it in front of me. Y'all, give me just a moment. I had the scripture. I had it written down and ready. It's 2 Corinthians. Don't have the chapter, but I have the verse. I got to find the chapter. Y'all, give me just a moment here. 12 and 7. Okay. It's going to be just one moment. Okay, I'm coming. I am coming. Okay, so it's going to be 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. I believe that's it. I'm not sure. I think that's not the right scripture that I wrote it down. It was early this morning, so y'all stay with me here. I just want to make sure I get the right one that I was given this morning. Okay, let's go here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 through 19. So that's going to be 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 through 19. And I'll give us a moment to get there. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 through 19. I'm coming from the New King James Version. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 through 19, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. What is the Bible saying to us? Amen. What is the Bible saying? Hallelujah. Christians are brand new people on the inside. We as Christians, we're brand new people on the inside. The Holy Spirit gives us new life, and we are not the same anymore. Hallelujah. So when we, hallelujah, we are not reformed or rehabilitated or reeducated. Amen. We are recreated. Hallelujah. New creations, living in vital union with Christ himself. Amen. At conversion, we are not merely turning over a new leaf of life. We are beginning a new life under a new master. Hallelujah. God brings us back to himself, reconciling us, amen, by blotting out our sins and making us righteous. We are no longer God's enemies, amen, or strangers or foreigners to him. When we trust in Christ, because we have been reconciled to God, we have the privilege, hallelujah, of encouraging others to do the same. And we are those, hallelujah, who have the ministry of reconciliation. I pray today that God bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer position. I will call your name, and hallelujah. And we're going to start with A. Bernstein. A. Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition is continued. My cousin Claude Timmons, Latoya Mackey, for all my nieces, nephews, thanking God for all my sisters, for my children, for my grandchildren, for you and your family.
Hallelujah.
And I thank him. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We touch and agree right now. We come together with all faith and combined faith this morning. All that you have prayed and petitioned with all faith. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will move mighty, oh God. Hallelujah. At your daughter's prayer request on today, oh God, believing and trusting you that you'll move mighty in the life of her children, move mighty in the life of this family and all that she loved and concerned about. Lord, we pray for healing, oh God. Those of us in this family and all that's attached to all that we love, oh God. Let healing spring forth, amen, in our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Hallelujah, bring in life and health and hallelujah, hallelujah and strength, oh God, to our bodies. Let restoration come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we lift up Carl Timmons, oh God, as we lift up Latonya Mack, oh God, as we lift up her children and grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, children of come generations and generations, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your blessings be upon their life, oh God. Let your joy, oh God, restore them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, our hope has been lost, oh God. Let hope be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where there's confusion, oh God, hallelujah, and double-minded, oh God, let your peace come and reign, oh God. Let understanding come where there's no understanding, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers for them, amen, covers them, redeems them, sanctifies them, heals them, and makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, Bernstein. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It is already done. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gill, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless my mom with her strength and closing her in her right mind, blessing all my aunties, my dear, beautiful, loving aunties on the line, all over 80 and 3, along with my mom, are over 90. God continue to bless them and keep them. My son is applying for another job. I pray that the Lord will grant him that position. Bless him with that. My grandchildren, my husband, my sister, my brothers. God keep us all. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word said, yet while we're still speaking, you're already answering. So, Lord, we stand on your promise of yes and amen. Yes. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for answering prayers. Oh, God, hallelujah. As we come by faith, oh God, amen, hallelujah. Lord, this is where you operate. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, according to our faith on today, as we pray, oh God, that you will move mighty, oh God, move mighty in the life of your daughter, Brenda Gale, and all that she love and all that she petitioned on today. Oh, Lord, let it be so according to thy will, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know, hallelujah, your word said that you did not come to do us of evil, but to give us a hope in the future and expecting him. So, Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name right now, on one accord with your daughter, all that she's called by name today. Oh God, all that she's petitioning in prayer, Lord, let it be blessed, oh God. Lord, I pray that you will move mighty in the life of her mother, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will continue to strengthen her mind, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her mind and thoughts. Amen. That our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous. Amen. Unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack on her mind with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, her mind is being strengthened. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, her thoughts, oh God, hallelujah. It's on you, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare victory right now over the life of her son, over the life of her children, grandchildren, her husband, amen, her siblings, amen, her mother, all that she loved, her aunts and all in the family, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be her strength, amen, continue to be her way, her truth in her life, oh God. Oh, Lord, help, oh God, the time of need, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, release some more into her life, more wisdom, amen, more mercy, more grace, amen, more peace, more joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, more strength. And we just want to say thank you for the more, for you are El Shaddai, the God of more than nothing. We just want to say thank you, Lord. You are Jehovah.
Thank you, Lord.
You are Jehovah
Jireh.
Our provider. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Amen. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Amen. You are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Amen. It is you that fights for us, that fights for your daughter. So we decree and declare victory. And we receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
The glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jamil, God bless you. Go ahead.
Understatement. Yes.
I would like to say a prayer for my husband and his walk in Christ and my children. And I also would like to pray for my cousin, Juan, and her walk. And for you, Mom, for always praying for me. And I also want to pray for my walk in Christ, that I walk in the spirit of obedience and that I step up and do what I'm called to do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, your servant this morning. She come, oh God, with all faith, believing, oh God, surrendering all over to you, oh God. And she surrender, oh God, I ask that you would do the more in her life, oh God, that you would open up new doors, new seasons, amen, that she would walk into it, that she would truly be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, we come with our faith on one accord this day, with our combined faith with your daughter, that you would move swiftly in her life, oh God, in the life for her husband, oh God, that he would seek you more, that he would thirst after righteousness, that he will hunger, oh God, for your word, amen, in
yes,
the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus Christ, that his belly will be full, yes. His spiritual belly will be full with your word, that he will seek you and find you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus
yes.
Christ, that he will know you for himself. Lord, we pray that you will call
yes.
him nigh unto you this day, amen, in this hour,
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray that you will divinely intervene in his life and turn every situation around for his good, amen, in the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, remove every burden that the enemy has placed upon his neck right now, hallelujah, in the name
yes.
of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that he would take upon the yoke of Jesus Christ, for your word said that it is easy. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray right now that
thank
your daughter
you,
and she's petitioned to walk in the spirit of obedience, for we know, oh God, in
yes.
obedience there is blessings. So Lord, help her, oh
yes.
God, right now to walk in obedience, that,
yes.
that your will be done
yes.
in her life. And we pray, oh God, for divine positioning and order for her
yes.
life, and that you would guide her and lead
yes.
her by the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ. We pray for the protection
yes.
and heaven, protection and the peace amongst her children, oh God. And we just want to say
yes.
thank you. And all that she
thank
lift
you.
Up on today, touring up, hallelujah, every family member and loved one, oh God, we pray, oh God,
yes.
that
yes.
you would just bless in a mighty way, amen, that you would heal in a
yes.
mighty way, amen, that your hedge of protection will be around us in a mighty way, oh God, that there will be no
yes.
preparation of penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you. We decree
thank
and declare
you.
That it is so. Every prayer that she
yes.
has prayed, amen,
yes.
and have not prayed, we decree and declare
yes.
that they are answered in the name of
yes.
Jesus Christ. According to thy will, let thy will be done,
thank
Heavenly
you.
Father. And we just want to say thank you for your will, your way, for it is good. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Amen,
amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
God
thank
bless
you.
God keep
you. Lord.
We love you so much, Jamil. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want a continuous prayer for my family, me, my mom's health and strength, and to just keep doing what we need to do, and God continue to bless us over here, and also just a special prayer for Aunt Class, that she's a little under the weather today. And pray for everybody
yes,
that's on
yes.
the line. Amen.
Amen, amen. What about Aunt Vera?
I did. I don't think she's going to say much. She's kind of nodding today. Mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's nodding. Did you want to say anything on the prayer line?
Huh?
Did you want to say anything on the prayer line? No, it's just... Amen.
Amen. Glory
amen.
To God. We just thank God for both of you today. We come touching and agreeing with all that you petition on today. I pray that God right
yes.
now, even as we begin to pray, that God would increase your faith to receive the more of him. Amen. More peace in your
yes.
life, more joy, that you will open up yourself
yes.
to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that
yes,
you would
Lord.
Choose, amen, hallelujah, the way that God has set before you. Amen. That you would choose
yes,
righteousness
Lord.
Always in the mighty name of Jesus Christ
yes.
of Nazareth, and know that you're already blessed.
Yes.
Amen. So Father God, we come in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord,
yes,
we come,
Lord.
God, with all faith and by faith with your daughter, that you will move mighty in her life, in the life
yes,
of her
Lord.
Mother, in the life of her children, in the life of her husband,
yes.
oh God, in the life of her Aunt Class and all that she loves and concerned about, oh God. Lord, we
yes,
ask that you would send your help, oh God, and we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on
yes,
the way.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, I pray that you would continue to guide her and keep her, oh God, that you'll be
oh,
her
yes.
strength, oh God. Lord, I pray for divine
yes,
position that
yes,
she may receive her healing, amen, that she may receive her
yes,
breakthrough.
Lord.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray whenever the enemy has caused confusion, let peace come and be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you will be the strength of her mother, God, the strength of her children. Be her strength, the strength of her husband in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you. Let healing come right now, God. Let there be no more delay to our healing, oh God. Lord, help our mind, oh God. Help her to keep our mind stayed on you, that you keep her in perfect peace. Oh Lord, would you feel like giving up, oh God? Lord, your word said, hallelujah, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard. So Lord, I pray that you will lift up a standard for the life of your daughter. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, it's you that has kept her. Hallelujah. It's you that keeps her. It is you that continue to keep her, God. And we just want to say thank you in the keeping. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name, Father God.
Thank
we declare and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Let
God.
Us see and receive with new eyes, oh God. Let us hear and receive with new ears, oh God. Amen. Let us receive and speak with a new tongue, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she can lay hands and heal the sick, oh God. Believing and trusting you, oh God, that you're going to do the work, oh God, that she will be that vessel that you're floating and injured. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, increase our
faith. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that you can work it in her. Amen. That miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. We bless your name, and we silence the mouth of the evil speaker against your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Holy God.
We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
As I sit here thinking about what's going on in the world, all the hate, the craziness, the uncertainty, and the difficulty, betrayal, you name it. And we not feeling safe going anyplace. So my conclusion is that our world as a whole just needs prayer. That's the bottom line.
My Lord, my Lord.
Every soul in this universe needs prayer. We need
yes,
God's
Lord.
Divine. It's getting crazier and crazier.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And we just need prayer. Everybody needs prayer. Everybody. Healing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's about it.
Yes, Lord, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, oh God, believing and trusting your God, for we know that all things are in your hands. We pray that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ. Amen. We pray that our nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that our nation will show forth the praises of God. Amen. We pray that our nation will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that our nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest. We pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ right now. We pray that the glory of the Lord be revealed to our nation, amen, and that all its inhabitants will see it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let peace come into our nation, hallelujah, like a river, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the wicked be purged off the land and cast down right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let their works be no more, God. Let the children of our nation be taught of the Lord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver us from evil, amen. I pray that you would keep us, amen, and all that we love to turn about from evil, amen. We declare and declare that no evil will touch us. No evil will touch those in our family, all that we love to turn about the children of God around the world, amen. Put shame those who wish evil upon us, oh God. Let no evil disease cleave to our bodies, amen. We declare and declare we will not be afraid of evil times, oh God, nor that it is you, oh God, that protects us and keeps us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare we will not be visited with evil, amen. We refrain our free from every evil way so that we might keep your word, oh God. Preserve us, oh God, from all evil. Deliver us from the evil, man. Amen. Let people be healed of plagues and evil spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray that you would keep us from evil. Let evil spirits be cast out right now. We decree and declare that, hallelujah, we will not be overcome with evil, but we will overcome evil with good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I put on us the whole armor of God that we may stand in the evil day. Amen. We cancel all the forms and forces of evil sin against our life and those in our family, that the works of evil be burned up by your holy fire, oh God. Let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in our life. But, hallelujah, but let your righteousness be established. We loose ourselves and those in our family out there we love and concern about from all evil doers of this world and evil soul ties right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Cousin Emily. We love you and thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I receive it. I receive that prayer for myself. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive that prayer for my family, for my home. I hope you receive it too. Amen. Right now, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You don't have to wait for your turn to receive the prayers that went forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can receive it the first time. The first time around. You ain't got to wait until your name called. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is what you should receive. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Lisa. Lord, we need you.
Yes, Mama?
Yes. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, go ahead, Mama. The line was moved. God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to lift up the grown men and the family.
Tom?
And especially special prayer for my grandson Logan. He's going through a whole bunch, and I spoke with him on it, and you know, relief because you can't change nothing. So, special prayer for him. And
who's the first person you said? I didn't hear you.
What? You can't hear me at all?
The man.
No, I didn't hear you. I heard you say Logan, but I didn't hear the first one.
I say lift up the young men in our family.
Yes.
All the men in the
family.
Pray for them to get on the prayer line, too. And pray for Logan. He's going through something. Lift him up today. And that's my prayer for today.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Father God, we thank you. For all things are in your hands, Father God. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that as we come, oh God, we come, oh God, bringing our men in the family, our young men, our older men. We come bringing the men of this family, oh God, for you have called them to be the head of the home and the priest of their home, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for their, we pray for divine position for their life, oh God. And as they position themselves, Father God, that you appoint them, oh God, that every need would be met. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you call them nigh unto you this day, oh God. Lord, we pray for Holy Ghost arrest right now, amen, that you arrest that spirit, oh God. Anything that's not of you, we decree and declare that it must go, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, for you have set us free, and I decree and declare that the men of this family are free and free indeed. There will be no more lockdown. They will no longer be in captivity, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They will not be sitting in no prisons, amen, hallelujah, being bound by this world, thinking, hallelujah, that they're nothing. We decree and declare, we speak life over them today. We speak the blessing of God over. We speak victory over their life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to be their strength, oh God. Be their way, be their truth, and be their life. Lord, we pray that you will open up doors that no man can close and close every door that the enemy has been suffering through. Everything that the enemy has come to destroy them, to kill them, to take away from them. Let it be closed and sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that they are blessed going out and blessed coming in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that there be a blessing to their family, there be a blessing to the nation, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for their healing today, amen. We pray, oh God, that your healing spring forth in their bodies. We pray for restoration of their minds, amen. Restore their body, oh God. Restore every organ, every ligament, every cell, every bone, every nerve, every muscle, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack in their minds with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the cup of peace of Lord. The Lord of God has come and killed him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, we command you to loose your grip. Loose your hold off of them right now. They're child of God. Loose to the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. They belong to Jesus Christ. Loose your hold off their life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, we command you with the power and authority of the Holy Ghost to flee right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you. What we pray is we lift up Logan on today, oh God. Yes, son, oh God. We pray for his mind on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace overtake him. Let peace run him down, oh God. Let him receive the joy that's coming from you, oh God. Understand and know that all things are in your hand and that you're able to turn it all around for us, Lord. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, all of us concerning Logan, that you would divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for us, Lord, oh God. Lord, that's the way that the soul of the way to see the people, oh God. Amen. Oh, Lord, send help right there. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the Holy Spirit to guide, lead, instruct, and direct him right now. He was truly free blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We can bring the prayer. It is already done. Victory is already won. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare the prayer will not be denied. Amen. We're not taking his place. Counterfeits, amen. He is the righteousness of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I speak the right health and strength. I speak the way of God for him. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I bring him to you in all faith. And we just want to say thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Son, we stand on your promise of yes and amen. Hallelujah. We know, Father God, there's nothing that you cannot do. Hallelujah. And we thank you that we can decree and declare that it is done. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God bless you, my beloved. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim? Cousin Kim? All right, we'll come back to us. All right, Cousin Connie and Auntie Ruth and May, God bless you. Go ahead.
Actually, you just prayed my prayer. It was for the men in the family. So, you covered them all, but that was definitely on my heart this morning. Your mom just brought that up, and I like her. That was my prayer for all of our males. You know, to step up to the plate and be the man that you need to be. So, mom, you got him. You want to say something?
Amen.
You want to say something, Mom?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Good God.
Who you want to pray? You got a prayer?
Yes.
And just keep my mom in prayer.
Just keep her in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All of good. God bless you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We should, Merry Christmas.
God bless you. We love you so much, Auntie Ruth and May. God bless you. I pray the strength of the Lord. Amen. Just be with you like never before in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And to be filled for overflowing with the Holy Spirit even the more. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you both, Cousin Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. I just pray God would continue to be your strength. Amen. That you would seek God even more. And that you would hear from God. Amen. And know that it is God that is speaking. And that you will move swiftly according to God's command for your life that will save your family. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Dorita? Okay. Maybe we lost her there. I don't see her now. All right. God bless. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
It's for my
because
he hasn't seen very. So
I'm sorry. Give me just one moment. Somebody had music playing in the background. Let me go ahead and silence the mics because I don't know who that is. So we can hear you. Go ahead, Eliza Jane. God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I just said it's good to hear Ruth May speak this morning, my sister Ruth May. And I don't want what's on most of the people prayer list was the same thing that was on my prayer.
Amen.
You have already spoke this. I don't want to be a repetition thing, but build a fence around our children and our grandchildren. And especially the males in our family, they seem to think that they don't need God in their life. They think that they can handle these things by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they receive this and receive the prayer that you already. That was on my mind this morning. And I want to ask a special prayer for Clancy because I talked to her last night and she's not doing well. So we just pray with class, keep praying for our males and hope they wake up and bring God into their life. And once they bring God into the, I told my son this. I said, when you start doing and give God, your life changes.
Yes, Lord.
Morning. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God, amen. We come touching and agreeing this morning, all that you've petitioned in prayer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for all the prayers that went forth. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your word that says, yet while we're still speaking, amen. While the word is coming out of our mouth, that you're already moving, you're already answering. So, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and the mind of the men of this family, amen, the men of the world. We pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they would operate with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you awaken their sleeping spirits, that they would hear from you, amen. Remove every spiritual sleep, every spiritual numbness right now, every spiritual ignorance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they would hear from you and receive what thus said the Lord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that they will not be fooled any longer. They will not be deceived by the evil one any longer. That they will come out of darkness, amen. That they will come and operate in your marvelous light, oh God, that you have set up for them, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that they will be that light, oh God, in the way that you called them to be, oh God, and not to operate in darkness any longer, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you will remove every spiritual cataract from their eyes so that they can see, oh God, what you are saying when you're calling them to go and be, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will come to know and understand that they are children of God, amen, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, and we just want to say thank you. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for continued healing for the life and the body of your daughter, Classy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We ask that you divinely intervene and turn it all around for her good. We speak life, health, and strength right now. We speak the peace of the Lord over her and in her right now. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Lord, we know you to be a miracle worker. We know you to be a healer. So, Lord, we pray for miracles of healing for your daughter, Classy. Let it take root right now. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Aunt Eliza Day. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Go on. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. My prayer is that God continues to keep and protect and bless each and every one of you, my
Amen.
Family, my friends, and my loved ones. And I also pray that God will be done within our lives. And that is my prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're such an agreement. Amen. Hallelujah with it this morning. We look, Father God, we just want to say thank you for your will, your way, oh God, your plan, your purpose, oh Lord. Your word said that you know the beginning from the end. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, that it is done, oh God, as we come believing with our combined faith with the Lord, oh God, for the protection, oh God, in life, so this family and all that's connected to us, Lord, that your will be done. Amen. In this family, oh God, that we will move out the way, that you will have your way. Lord, help us to operate the spirit of obedience, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with the spirit of humbleness, amen, knowing that your word says that, hallelujah, if we humble ourselves, you will exalt us, but if we exalt ourselves, oh Lord, it's you that will humble us, oh God, so it's our prayer, oh God, that we will operate with an humble spirit, in the spirit of obedience, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, thank you for your will, thank you for your way, thank you for your plan to give us an expected end, and we just want to say thank you, we can't thank you enough. But yet, do we thank you, Lord? I pray that you would just continue to bless and guide and increase your daughter, Lord. I pray for spiritual gifts to be given unto her, God, that you would bless her, God, that you would use them for your glory, and all will know and see, oh God, your glory upon her life and perceive her to be a woman of God, that she would live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh God. Amen. That she would live a life of integrity, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That she would be all that you called her to be and not what the world has called her to be, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I pray for the more, oh God, upon our life, more blessing, more favor, amen. Hallelujah, more anointing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, more grace, more mercy. And I thank you for it all. We thank you, Lord God. Let it be for all that's on this line as well. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's my prayer that we will not be deceived by the enemy. Amen. That's a lot of times we want something. Amen. And the enemy hears and he answers. Amen. But I pray that we receive the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. If you receive something, you're going, oh, God bless me with this. And then you realize when you get in it, it brings more, hallelujah, means more heartache and sorrow. It was not from God. It caused all the struggle in it. I want you to know. Sometimes it's a job. Sometimes it's that house. It's that car you've been wanting. Amen. You got to ask God, Lord, if it's for me. And if this is a set time, amen, because God has an appointed time to bless us. Amen. Hallelujah. He's preparing us. So if you have not received it yet, it's just God preparing you. Amen. Because he don't want to just give it to you temporarily. He wants to give it to you. Amen. See, the enemy, he wants to fool you. He'll set you up to set you back. Amen. He'll set you up to destroy you. Hallelujah. God sets you up to establish you. Amen. Hallelujah. He don't set you up to destroy you, but to establish you, to do his work. Amen. We are soldiers in the army of God. Hallelujah. God bless your family. I love you. I thank God for you. I'm just going to close out here in a quick prayer, and I'm just so grateful because, to be honest with you all, I'm exhausted when we got off the 5 o'clock call. So it's always, I don't get sleep during this time. So I was like, Lord, I don't know. And I don't know why I even said it, because I know God is my strength. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but Lord, I know you're going to do it in me. Amen. So I'm just so grateful to be on the line, because I was like, if I could just get an hour of sleep and get back in position. And I just thank God for positioning this morning. Amen. I just knew God was going to do it in me. I didn't know how I was going to do it. As many times I get on the line, I say, hold on, before I get on the line, I say, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And God has to remind me, and it's not you that's doing it. It's me that's working in you that's doing the work. So I thank God for doing the work, amen, in the name of Jesus. And I'm just so grateful to be used by God, amen. So I want you to understand, it's not me, amen. It's the God that's in me, hallelujah, that makes it able, makes it comfortable, amen. So I'm just grateful for the using. Amen. I'm up for the using. Are you up for the using, family? Yeah. Are you up for the using? And let God use you. We can love this world and people to use us up, but when you let God use you, amen, hallelujah, he's able to restore you, amen. And hallelujah, you may look beat down, broke down by the world, but God can restore you to brand new, amen, hallelujah, if you just trust and let him. Hallelujah. Walk by faith and not by faith. And just trust God for it all. He is able. Thank you, Father. My Lord, my God. He got no good health. Many got money, but they ain't got no good health. Amen. But God is able to restore your health. Amen. Hallelujah. He's able to establish you. My Lord, my God. I'm not going to hold y'all much longer. Yes, Lord. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray today, I want to pray for the loss of this world. I just want to decree and declare victory. I'm hearing a lot of the same prayer petitions and stuff, and I just believe God for the healing. Amen. I just believe, God, that it's already done. If we could just thank God today, offer up a praise of thanksgiving on this line today. And I say that means we received the word of God on today. We receive all that we've prayed for, trusting God's will to be done. Amen. And ask God, Lord, not my will, but thy will. Let thy will be done. Yes, we have a will, but Lord, let thy will be done. We surrender our will over to your will, and Lord, let your will be done. Let your way be made in our lives, amen? And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I shout because I know I'm saved, I'm delivered, and I'm set free. I know where my destination is, amen? I know final place to be is with my Father in heaven, amen? I speak it, no matter what the devil trying to speak, I speak it to him. I am saved, made new, and whole. Hallelujah. I got a place in heaven. Hallelujah. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Some of you all are afraid to say it, but if you just speak it out your mouth and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll begin to walk in it and know how. When I leave this place and leave this body, there's a place for me in heaven. Amen. My Lord, my God, Jesus said, I chose to prepare a place for you. Amen. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Amen. Your name is written in the Lamb's book. Amen. Check it out for yourself. It is done.
Yes,
Lord. Enjoy the sign that's here. There's more. Hallelujah, to come. There's more to come. Do not fear what man can do. That they can kill the body, but not the spirit. Amen. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. He comes up all Lord, we thank you. As we leave this line, but never the presence of God, we decree and declare victory. Father God, we bless your name. Lord, I thank you for all that's on the line today and every prayer that went forth, oh, God. Every petition by faith, Lord, I ask that you move mighty in every heart, every mind, oh God. Lord, I pray for restoration of your word, oh God, to be established in the church.
Yes.
That we would operate according to thy Holy Spirit, that we would try the Spirit by the Spirit and know. We bless your holy name, Lord. We pray for the loss of this world today, oh God. Even the lost that are in our family that are lost. That have been deceived, amen. They've been led astray, oh God. We pray for their divine position and order for their lives right now. And Heavenly Father, we pray for the loss of this world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. And as we intercede, we use our faith, our combined faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they may turn and ask, how can I be saved?
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you. For the Bible said that many of us were that themselves. But now we have been free. Amen. We have been free.
Yes.
And we are free indeed. We decree and declare right now, hallelujah, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim, hallelujah, victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits and curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious to the power of might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory in faith, amen, and through our hallelujah, and through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we pray, we receive, to God be the glory, hallelujah, Lord. We receive the blessing that cometh come down from heaven, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask that let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 6:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well with us, that we are blessed. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Ain't going to sing. God bless you. Go ahead. Amen. Ain't going to
glory,
sing.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love
amen.
You. Amen.
Love you too, Aunt Bernadette. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, go ahead.
We love you so much. We can't thank God enough for you, Tawanika. God bless you. God forever keep you and give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. To God be the glory. We just thank
God
for you. We love you, we love you, we love you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love everybody. Say, I love you, and
amen.
I thank God for you, and I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. Amen.
Yes.
Jamel,
thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you for your prayers. Thank you for being here. And amen.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name. God bless you and your family. Amen. Cousin Irving, God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, God bless you and your family. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I thank you. I need it.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank God on today. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. Mama. All right, let's keep on moving. I don't know if you're saying something. We can't hear you, but God bless you. Amen. Cousin Kim?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Mama.
So, this is a problem acting up. Again, thank you for praying in the seating prayer for us on Saturday. Well, 7 days a week because you continue praying for us. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. And may the Lord strengthen you. And
yes, Lord.
In every decision that you're making in your life.
Yes,
and just
Lord.
Keep on
thank
doing
you.
It. I love you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep you, Mama. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Love your family.
Amen.
Love you, family.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Connie, all right, let's keep moving. All right, Sister Aretha Stone and Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Swan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, may God continue to renew your strength, you, Amy, and everybody, and all of you family. And may God continue to restore your faith each and every day. May God heal each and every one of you from the inside out. And I just pray that God continues to keep his hand on you all, and myself included. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, family. It's been a pleasure and an honor. And I just thank God for this mighty move on this line.
And I pray that God will just continue to bless the line, amen, even the more, amen, that our men will start to come to the line and receive what thus said the Lord for their life, amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live this day knowing that God is in absolute control of everything that's going on in this world, amen. Every point of it, amen. Nothing is hidden from our Father, amen. He can control every detail of your life, but you need to release him to be the Lord of your life. Will you do that on today, amen? His lordship will bring you to green pastures and still waters, answers and solutions, amen. Hallelujah. Well, now you have only questions and problems. God will step in and intervene, amen, and turn it all around for your good. God is a good God, and he's awaiting the chance to make your life a thing of great beauty. Will you receive it on today? It is my prayer that you receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray to God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Love you, family. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Bless.
All
Amen.
I hear, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne.
Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing,
yeah.